Now, we love to talk about this issue about the MS-13 gangs. We love to paint immigrants as criminals. That is not the complete facts. And that is very offensive for me to see continuing to happen. It's continuing to message this anti-immigrant agenda. There are many of lots of good immigrants. And then I hear this rhetoric, more DACA-like people. Guess what? DACA-like people are the people we need in this country. They've served this country. They've gone to college. They produce and they contribute to the economy. So to put them into the same category is completely offensive.
First of all, no one on this panel is anti-immigrant. We're law enforcement officers enforcing law that you all enacted. So to sit there and say that we're anti-immigrants is wrong. We are enforcing laws. If you think it's okay to enter this country legally and they shouldn't be arrested, that's just wrong. The laws clearly state and you enter the country legally, it's a crime. And no one's up here saying all illegal aliens are criminals. A certain percentage of them are criminals. They commit yet another offense after they're here. I've said many times, I certainly understand the plight of these people, and I feel bad for some of these people. But I have a job to do. I have to enforce law and uphold the oath that I took to enact the laws enacted by you, Congress.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I'm Crane Durham, sitting in for Annie Fry. Fear not. Just keeping the seat warm. She will be back. And I've got a fantastic guest for you, but that's the head of ICE scolding a Democrat. That's the headline. The House Democrat who made the statement, and there was a lot more to her statement, but we only have a certain amount of time, so I want to get right to our guest to address what I believe is part of the problem with the immigration discussion. And the Director of Policy Studies, you see her on Fox, and anytime they need a great guest to talk about the issue from the Center of Immigration Studies, and I'm talking Congress, she testifies, I mean, she does it all. Jessica Vaughn. Jessica, you just heard that exchange. How much of the problem with immigration and the debates surrounding immigration is the idea that when we talk about these issues, whether it's racism alleged or looking at the distinction between illegal and legal immigrants, how much of that is part of the problem in not actually solving the current illegal immigration crisis? Jessica. All right.
It really did, you know, kind of did every cheap play in the mass immigration defenders playbook. She blurred the lines between illegal immigration and legal immigration. She accused these three representatives of immigration agencies of being anti-immigrant because they're simply applying the law and enforcing the law. She tried to, complain that about enforcement and, accused these agencies of just being mean and, you know, really trying to denigrate them for doing their job, which is a job that Americans expect them to do, and they understand that immigration laws are good laws to enforce because they protect job opportunities for Americans, they protect scarce tax dollars from being used to support services for people who shouldn't be here, and they keep us safe from that fraction of the immigrants who are coming here and are committing other crimes. The defenders of illegal immigration are constantly saying that people who want to enforce the law and deport members of gangs like MS-13 or terrorists and so on are demonizing all immigrants. Nothing could be further from the truth, and it's not demonizing immigrants to remove criminal aliens, who, by the way, immigrants want removed as well.
President Trump is returning to Long Island today, and he's going to be discussing MS-13. If you were at that roundtable with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and Homeland Security Chief Kristen Nielsen, what would you say to those leaders, including the president?
Well, I would tell them that the resurgence in brutal violence that we've seen as a result of MS-13 being able to grow its ranks here is a direct result of the failed response of the Obama administration to deal with this surge. It created a surge of unaccompanied minors and families coming from Central America who were allowed to resettle here through a catch and release policy. They've caused huge problems, and immigration enforcement is one of the most powerful tools available to address this problem. And that's because MS-13 is a gang that is made up very predominantly of people who are in the country illegally. And that means they can be removed from the streets and from the communities where they are preying on people and sent back to their home country, and we don't have to put up with them here. We don't have to constantly recycle them through our criminal justice system. We don't have to wait for them to cause more harm to put them away again. We can remove them. And that should be utilized by not only by federal agencies like ICE, but also by local law enforcement agencies working in partnership with ICE to work together on this problem that has become a real disaster in certain areas like Long Island, Northern Virginia, parts of California, Texas,
right. And
Massachusetts.
And final 30 seconds, real quick, what should we know about what's before Congress right now in DACA? 30 seconds, go.
Congress should not pass this standalone amnesty for the Dreamers. They should pass the Goodlatte bill that would be sensible, comprehensive immigration reform that addresses the Dreamers but also accomplishes some other needed fixes to immigration laws for the good of our country.
That's why you're one of the best, if not the best, the Director of Policy Studies at the Center for Immigration Studies. Jessica Vaughn, it's so good to talk with you again. Thank you so much.
Likewise. Thank you.
Take care. Keep the faith.